What can we say? This is the final word, building. Building. So we thought this morning about getting the information, and then praying, and then getting involved, and then planning, and the fact there's opposition, and then getting the information there again, and planning, then there's the opposition again, and then there's determination to go on. We are going to build the wall. And here's the wall to be built. Who's your hero here? You got any heroes here? Can I give you my hero? My hero is in verse 14. Verse 14. Malchijah, the son of Rehab, ruler of the district of Bath-Hakarim, repaired the dung gate. He built it and set its doors, its bolts and its bars. And just to hear the word dung gate, it must have been quite an unpleasant location to have been doing the work. The refuse gate, where all the rubbish went, but he got on and did the work because he was contributing to the work of God. Now, there's so much here, isn't it? But just to read it, I think, is so wonderful because you get a flavour. They were all involved. And even the fact that, what can we say? I'll say this first of all. The leaders are setting the pace in verse 1. Eliashib is setting the pace. He's getting involved with the priests. And they're consecrating it. We say, this has got to be for God. They say, we're making sure this is for God. So the leaders, you've got to have leaders who get involved. Leaders who are just spectators. There's a quote, I'll give you a quote by somebody called Jerome K. Jerome. He says, I like work. It fascinates me. I can sit down and look at it for hours. And none like this here. They're getting involved. Even the leaders getting involved. You want leaders who will get involved in the work of God. You know that. So be careful who you place as leaders of the church. You'll see that there is building and repairing going on. These different words in verse 3, that they're building. In verse 4, you'll see that they repaired. So there's all kinds of different work. Some of the working on the walls, some of the working on the gates, and they're all involved. Notice the continue word next to, or after him. And everybody's getting on with it. And I can think that all the relationships were not necessarily sweet between everybody at every part with the next people. You know, I might have thought the person next to them was a bit awkward or a bit difficult, but they were all getting on because they're not concentrating on the person, they're concentrating on the work. And the work is for the Lord. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, we end up falling out with each other because we've lost sight of the Lord and his work and we're just looking at one another. But here they're looking, they're getting on with the work and they're getting on with it together. And think about who's getting involved. Just go to verses 8 and 9. Just go to verses 8 and 9 and see there. And next to them, Aziel, the son of Hananiah, goldsmiths repaired. Next to him, Hananiah, one of the perfumers repaired. Well, this is not, building work's not for goldsmiths and perfumers, is it? You know, that's not your day job normally, is it? You're a bit dirty, you know, I'm dealing with gold and perfume. But they got involved. The work's got to get on. And see, later verse 26, the temple servants get involved. The priests get involved. You know, they could have claimed this is going to contaminate us for priestly service. No, we're not going to get involved because we're too religious for this kind of building stuff. But they got involved. There's a work for God to do. There's dirty work to do. I remember someone was asked about, if somebody's considering being a pastor of a church, what work should you get them to do in the church? And the reply was, clean the toilets. Because if they refuse to clean the toilets, they haven't got the relevant servant-heartedness, have they? They're wanting, there's got to be a servant-heartedness to get involved in the service of God. And there's so much here to consider as regards to them all being involved. Alas, there is that little niggle, isn't there? And it's only one niggle, which is amazing amongst the whole catalogue concerning the Tekoites, isn't it? Oh, the Tekoites. Well, the Tekoites did pretty well. It was their leaders that was the problem, verse 5. But their nobles would not stoop to serve their Lord. It's not a contradiction, isn't it? They would not stoop to serve their Lord. Well, if he's your Lord, you will stoop, won't you? It's just contradiction. Shame on the leaders of the Nabatecoites. So much there, and it's great to read it. I don't regret us reading it, and David read it so well, and it's such an exciting passage. Everybody getting involved, everybody doing their bit, side by side, working together. This is what the Church of God should be. Side by side, working together, everybody doing their bit for the greater goal of the Church of God, of making known the great King Jesus. So let us then, we come to conclusion. Let us rise up and build. Okay? Aware of the need that the Church of God is made strong in Great Britain in 2019. Aware of the great needs of this nation. We think about how Satan was so upset that there's certain people had come to seek the welfare of God's people. And we remember the commitment of the people of God at the end of chapter 2 and verse 18. And let us take it to heart for ourselves. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for the good work. God has a great building project today. Our Lord Jesus declared what it was. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. There are many places in this land where the Church of God is very, very weak. Places, even council estates in England, where there is just no witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Church of God is not there. And there is a need for people to go and see the people of God drawn out to salvation and be established in the work of God. There's so much. And in Feltham Evangelical Church, there's so much to do. We have gaps in the work here. There's children's work and youth work, which we are very weak in at the moment. And in a sense, yeah, that's the Lord's time, but could it be that the Lord's raising you up to want to take on some big work to carry forward the kingdom moving forward in this church? Oh, that our great King Jesus would be seeing his servants rise up to strengthen his church, to see the people of God moving forward and see better days and greater days for the Church of God in this land and even in those unreached parts of the world. And so, if that being the case, September the 29th, 2019 at Feltham Evangelical Church would have been very, very big.